Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We each submitted three plays that broke the Steelers' back in their 28-14 humbling defeat at the hands of the arch-rival Ravens. Here's mine.
Jackson takes the snap. He's back to pass. Plants his feet. Plenty of time to survey the field. Fires for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Ravens! Rashad Bateman running the back line of the end zone, and Jackson put it right on his numbers. A 15-yard touchdown pass, and the Ravens strike first.
Because with that play, and that was in the first quarter, the Ravens' first drive, the sense of dread, the sense of here we go again in the playoffs set in. Steelers, drive stalled, didn't get anything to show for it when they took the ball. Glimmer of hope, special teams play, Steven Sims bobbles the ball, they're pinned back at their own five. And what do you know, they go 95 yards on your ass. And Minkah Fitzpatrick was really the dunce of that drive, the guy that ended up looking the worst. He got juked out of his shoes by Lamar for a first down. And then Derrick Henry said, look at you.
That's one of the most violent minion. That's one of the most violent stiff arms I've ever seen. It looked like a right cross in a boxing match, and Minkah's head snapped like it was.
And that touchdown play, by the way, was on 3rd and 13.
Correct.
I mean,
how many minutes did he have to throw back there? I mean minutes. Like, he just stood there and kind of hung out.
Make a stop there. Hold him to a field goal.
You feel like you kind of won a little bit. Like, yep. A small victory.
That's my play of the game. Here is Mulsey's.
Here's the snap. Jackson will hand it off to Henry. Up the middle, big hole. 30, 25, down to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ravens. Derrick Henry's second touchdown run of the night. Bursting up the middle for 44, and the Ravens lead 27-7.
Jackson made a very slick play to make sure that handoff still got made. And what was just funny about that run is, you said it, Pony, anybody that's really seen this before knew that even at 21-7, the Steelers weren't winning. But I'm sure there was somebody out there who went, hey, 98 yards in like 3.5 minutes. Van Jefferson caught a touchdown. Maybe weird things are afoot. It took the Ravens 2 minutes and 16 seconds to just saunter 70 yards in four plays. The still images from that touchdown run are just very funny. I'm sorry. Here is a grown-ass man sprinting away from a bunch of people who are not even close to putting a hand on
Patrick
him.
Patrick Queen looked like a complete chump on that play, like he
horrible.
Wanted no part of it.
Horrible.
Funny Patrick Queen story. Apparently, a member of the Pittsburgh sports media, this is after the first Ravens loss, I believe, predicted the Ravens to beat the Steelers. Patrick Queen got wind of it and refused to talk to this reporter after the game. It's basically said, you don't believe in us, I don't have time for you.
Cool. Maybe that gets like talked about as in Patrick Queen lore if you have 26 tackles in this game and the Steelers pull a stunner. Instead, you look
like
a chump.
Yeah, how this defense looked the last five games
chump
of the year,
behavior.
Pat.
By the way, I hate being right, but I was right about him. I gave that like a very poor grade when they signed him. I said I had huge concerns that it was basically flushing money for a guy who was more Roquan Smith's running buddy than an alpha dog. Sure looks like that.
Yeah, keep throwing money at a defense.
Sure looks
like that.
That
gets manhandled in playoff games. Here's Donnie's big play.
Shotgun snap. Lamar back to pass. Looking. Pumps. Moving left. Moving right. Backpedaling out of the 20. Steps up. Throws short. Cut by Justice Hill. Racing into the end zone. Touchdown. touchdown, Ravens! Lamar Jackson backpedaling, whirling away from pressure, stepping up and finding Hill in the right flat, wide open, into the end zone for a 5-yard touchdown, and the Ravens lead 20-0.
Yeah, I loved this one, because if it wasn't over before that, even though it probably was, when it was 14-0, it felt like it was 41-0. That was the official
kill shot.
Nail in the coffin, yeah.
And they were getting the ball back to start the second half,
yes,
too.
Yes, and it was also funny because it felt like Baltimore completely baited the Steelers on that drive, and they did, and it worked. They ran the ball on the first play or two, basically said, okay, we'll dare you to take a timeout, and then we'll try to score a touchdown. They did, and who scored a touchdown? The Ravens stomped right down the field after the Steelers called a timeout, and then that completely ended it. The game was over at halftime.
The three touchdown drives, just to, again, I know this has been pointed out, 95, 85, and 90 yards on that $137 million defense.
But
doesn't
hey,
buy you what it used to, does it?
But hey, they didn't have Zay Flowers, and that was going to make all the difference in the world.
I think.
And John Harbaugh was arrogant, and it was already looking past the Steelers. Guess what?
He should have been. He might have had a couple of his advanced
scouts
getting ready.
Turned on the film during that last month and said, yeah. This is going to be a walk in the park.
Just clowned. And then you know we're going to hear the same stuff from the same particulars with the Steelers next year. Oh, it'll be different. We're just, hey, Mike, why do you believe in your guys coming back for next year? Because I work with them every day. Ooh, boy. Awesome, man. Cool.
That was PM Team Plays of the Game.
Credit to the Ravens, man, because they look very strong. But my God, when you're going over a speed bump for an opponent, it's easy to look that way.